The World is on Facebook, and you can follow the latest from the World's Newsroom on Twitter. We've told you that any number of times, and we're likely to keep telling you that. You won't hear such announcements on the radio or on TV in France. That's because Facebook and Twitter are commercial brands, and the French media regulator says that an invitation to check us out on Facebook constitutes covert advertising. Political journalist Anne-Elisabeth Moutet is in Paris. Anne-Elisabeth, first, tell us what French broadcasters can and cannot do now when it comes to encouraging their audiences to go to their social media sites. This ruling seems to change a lot.
Right now, they are supposed to tell you that you can follow, for instance, their own feed on the social media. You're not supposed to actually say that it's Twitter.
So just social media generically, they can't say
generically,
go to Twitter.
Yeah. Because otherwise it would be concealed advertising, which is illegal.
So concealed advertising. Elaborate that a bit more, because I think most Americans would be somewhat baffled by this rule in France. I mean, what is the rationale for forbidding a direct mention of Facebook or Twitter if they're legitimate kind of news sources?
The idea is that if you advertise for something and there hasn't been a contract, there could be a conflict of interest, there could be hidden financing, there could be people on air being paid for it. And it's a kind of defiance on anything that is not strictly regulated. And also because the French public broadcaster, France broadcasters are not public and private, but it originated with a single public broadcaster. And there was no advertising on this for many years. And there still is a sort of Catholic attitude against all iterations of many, I should say.
The ruling seems a little out of step with what's been going on Twitter, considering how much stuff has been going on around the world where the news has started on Twitter.
Oh, it's ridiculous. I mean, there's no doubt about that. There's a feeling in France that because both Twitter and Facebook are American networks originally, this offends many people in France because you've got something even stronger in the French official psyche, and that's a tinge of anti-Americanism. You remember the bill that forbade the use of English words in the French language, especially in advertising, but in other ways. And the high authority says, no, that has nothing to do with it. We're just applying the law. But the truth is somewhere between those. Also, it is a bunch of old men and women, and they don't know much about Facebook and Twitter.
Okay, so for the young bloggers in France who see Twitter as, you know, this legitimate form of free expression, what's their reaction been?
Oh, they find this completely ridiculous. And there's a wonderful buzz on Twitter in French and in English. It's going to be interesting to see whether somebody finally gets a sense of the ridiculous and decide that these are so widespread on the planet. This is a reality that possibly the French Broadcasting Authority might eventually cotton on to.
Interestingly, French President Nicolas Sarkozy just met with Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg at the G8 summit. It seems kind of odd that the French president would meet with the, you know, the poster boy for social media, and at the same time this ruling comes out.
It's going to be interesting to see how he reacts. He's got spin doctors and advisors, and his website for his 2007 campaign was certainly the best website. It had a live feed, it had television, it had all sorts of things, and for 4 years ago it was really an achievement. So it's going to be interesting to watch whether suddenly somebody at the Élysée realizes that they look ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, exactly what happens when Nicolas Sarkozy runs for president next time and he says, follow my Facebook page. I mean, would that be illegal?
Fair point. What do you do if it's not somebody working for the channel? Will they bleep it? I don't know.
Right. He's not a broadcaster, but the broadcasters who would record that would have to give that consideration, I guess.
The broadcasters would have to say something like, the president advised his audience to follow his social media feed.
Journalist Anne-Elisabeth Moutet in Paris, thanks for your time.
Thank you.